Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Friends of Eddie Coyle is regarded as the founding tome of the wildly popular Boston noir subgenre of crime fiction.
George V. Higgins released his debut novel in 1970 while still working as an assistant U.S. attorney in Boston. And if you pick up a copy, you'll see there's not much in the way of narration. Rather, page after page of unmistakably Bostonian dialogue.
Dialogue that was brought to life in the 1973 movie version. Now a local theater group has adapted the novel for the stage. Their production premieres tonight at Oberon in Harvard Square. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa got a preview.
Playwright Bill Doncaster grew up in the type of place and time that Higgins was writing about.
I grew up in Somerville, and the Winter Hill Gang was around. There were guys that were in the neighborhood, and we knew who they were.
Guys perhaps a bit like Eddie Coyle, a low-level arms dealer for an unnamed Boston crime syndicate. Not particularly scary or sexy, Eddie is an aging workaday crook who's made it past his profession's usual expiration date by being just a little bit smarter than his peers, though not smart enough to avoid what he has coming. Writer Dennis Lehane calls The Friends of Eddie Coyle the quintessential Boston novel, but somehow Bill Doncaster only got around to reading it a couple years ago.
I was maybe 10 pages into it when I thought I might do more than just read this. It was the first time I had ever read dialogue that sounded like where I grew up. I was just dying to be done out loud.
Take this scene from a recent rehearsal of Doncaster's adaptation. Eddie's looking at a prison sentence, and with a wife and kids at home, he doesn't feel like he can do any more time. So he comes to a federal officer he knows, offering information in exchange for help with his case.
Eddie, what are they holding you over for, about 5 years?
My lawyer says two.
Oh, you'd be very lucky to get two. You had 200 cases of Canadian Club on that truck way, I heard it. None of it belonged to you. Belonged to a fellow up in Burlington, Vermont, and you made a mistake just like that before.
I keep saying it was a mistake.
So what makes this sound like the place Doncaster grew up? Well, he says it's about more than the dropped R's.
There's a way of telling stories where people play the roles of the people in the story they're telling. It's an odd mannerism of speech that people around here have that he captures really well, as the characters really don't talk about themselves very much, so much as they tell stories about other people.
Suppose you had a reliable informer that put you on to a colored guy that was buying machine guns, army machine guns, M16s. With a guy helping you like that, would you want him to go to jail and embarrass his kids?
Let me put it this way. I get my hands on the machine guns, and the colored gentleman, and the fellow that's selling the machine guns. And if that happened because somebody put me in the right place at the right time, I wouldn't mind saying that fellow who put me there was helping Uncle.
It's taken Bill Doncaster 2 years to raise the money and find a cast for this production. He would accept no fake accents, Boston-bred actors only. Doncaster's Eddie is Paulo Branco, a Portuguese guy from East Cambridge with greasy hair and a missing tooth who doesn't need to go far to get into his role.
I kind of grew up around these kind of characters, just hanging out in the streets. You owe me 10 more guns and I need them fast. When do I get them?
Christ, I don't know. These things take time.
Time I don't have. I told you the kind of people I deal with. Tomorrow I see the man, I need the guns.
I can't get them by tomorrow night. What's the big emergency anyway?
One of the first things I learned is not to ask a man why he's in a hurry.
Branco plays Eddie Coyle as a more anxious, less sophisticated man than Robert Mitchum's calm yet menacing Eddie from the 1973 movie version.
Look, one of the first things I learned is never to ask a man why he's in a hurry. All you got to know is I told a man that he could depend on me because you told me I could depend on you. Now one of us is going to have a big fat problem.
Another difference between stage and screen is, in the theater, Doncaster can't rely on the sweeping, evocative visuals of dingy 1970s Boston. From a park bench on Memorial Drive to the Boston Garden, for a modestly budgeted play, Doncaster has to rely more on the dialogue, which he thinks brings the story closer to the book.
Classic thing, opening scene with Jackie Brown and Eddie making an initial gun deal. whether you saw the film or not, everyone has a very vivid picture of it occurring in a gritty diner and maybe somewhere in Quincy or Southie or Somerville or wherever. It doesn't ever say that. The only clue that they're in a diner is there's a brief mention of someone talking so much their coffee's getting cold. He never says they're in a diner. He never says where they are. There's just one opening line. Jackie Brown at 26 with no expression on his face said he could get some guns. And then they start talking.
It's all about the conversations.
It is 95% about the conversations, which are a blast.
Now look, nothing. I'm getting old. I spent my whole life sitting around in one crummy joint after another with a bunch of punks just like you, watching other people take off for Florida while I gotta sweat how the hell I'm gonna pay the plumber next week. I want 10 guns from you, and I got the money to pay for them. I want them tomorrow afternoon at the same place we met before. I'm gonna be there, and you're gonna be there, and you're gonna have those goddamn guns. Because if you're not, I'm not the only one looking for you. And we know how to find people.
Well, if you want to find the new stage adaptation of The Friends of Eddie Coyle, it premieres tonight at Oberon in Cambridge and runs through mid-January. Details at RadioBoston.org. Our preview was produced by Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea.
Stay with us. Coming up, the lead singer from the band Rustic Overtones plays live in our studio. Plus, our picks for what's hot and happening this weekend. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.